This is NPR.
Thanks, Mike. There is new violence in Kenya today amid that country's political crisis. Kenyan police clashed with opposition protesters. It's the second day of demonstrations against President Mwai Kibaki's disputed election in that country. Thousands protested in the streets of Nairobi against Kibaki. Police fired off tear gas to try to break up the crowds. The protests led by opposition leader Raila Odinga had been banned by the government. According to reports, at least three people have been killed in these rallies. All the chaos started 3 weeks ago, pitting government supporters against opposition groups and triggering mass ethnic violence. President Kibaki won a second term, according to official results, but observers said the count was rigged. At least 600 people have been killed and more than a quarter of a million people, mostly from Kibaki's Kikuyu tribe, have had to flee their homes. Japan's annual whale hunt off of Antarctica has been brought to a standstill by two Greenpeace activists who climbed aboard a Japanese harpoon vessel. Lindsay Arkley reports from Melbourne.
The activists from the Sea Shepherd Conservation Society used a rubber boat to get on board the harpoon ship in the Southern Ocean earlier this week. The action has caused a suspension of Japan's plans to kill almost 1,000 whales as part of what it calls a scientific research program. Sea Shepherd has been describing the two activists, one from Australia and one from Britain, as hostages. But Japan says the conservation group is refusing to cooperate with its plans to return the pair to a protest ship. The Australian government, which opposes the whale hunt, has offered the use of one of its vessels in the area to transfer the two men. For NPR News...
That's Lindsay Arkley reporting from Melbourne. A correction... The two activists on board are not with Greenpeace. They are with a separate group. We'll have more details coming up on this story later in this show. And after a week-long trip to the Middle East talking foreign affairs, President George Bush is now back in Washington, and the talk is all about the economy. Today, Bush plans to talk with Democratic and Republican congressional leaders about how to give the economy a shot in the arm. Yesterday, congressional leaders mulled over a possible stimulus package. Meanwhile, today, Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke heads to Capitol Hill to testify before the House Budget Committee. Also today, Federal Reserve Bernanke will testify. He's expected to support the congressional effort for a stimulus package, but only if the tax cuts and spending hikes included are targeted and temporary. That's the news. It is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.